everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Positude Podcast. I'm your host, Maggie Hart, ready to kick off another week and catch up with my fellow cannolis, talking about current events, things of interest, hopefully spreading some knowledge and information, and having some fun along the way. So grab your coffee or your beverage of choice, get a snack, kick off your shoes, get into some comfy clothes, and gather around and let's have a talk just like we would in our own living room. Today, I'm looking out the windows at the beauty around me, watching my birds eat their food, watching my solar fountain pump up water for the birds to enjoy in their bird bath. It's gorgeous outside, a little overcast, but the bugs are in full force. And so I just decided this is a good time to record and spend time with my friends, all of you here listening tonight, and hopefully the weather is improving by you as well. I just wanted to share with you that I've been guided again in prayer and vision. This has happened to me several years ago and periodically over the past year especially. Try to stay out of the rain if you can. Try not to let the rain hit your skin if you can, because they are definitely putting stuff into the skies and into the chemtrails, into what turns into the rain. And I'm not only hearing a lot of reports that corroborate what my feelings and intuitions are, what's been given to me in prayer and meditation, but there are people that are discussing the fact that there's something, you know, different colored little particles on their skin or weird things happening to their skin when they're out in the rain. So just like the Morgellons and stuff that we talked about 8-9 years ago, yeah, they're ramping all that stuff up. There's poison in the skies. There's toxins in the air. And we need to be careful about what we expose our bodies to. So stay protected and keep your animals protected as much as you can from the rain. Stay indoors or keep your body covered. Limit your outside time with your animals because they're screwing around with something. They're doing little Morgellon buggies or parasites or something. I've seen several reports of people who had raindrops when they blew them up had live parasites, what looked to be live parasites in the actual rainwater. And also a lot of people that are spending time outdoors are having again or still, but even in a greater amount, trouble breathing. They're having problems with their eyes still, all indicative of something coming down from the skies because of the chemtrails. So it's unfortunate, but for right now, we need to be pretty diligent because you don't want to get yourself sick. We've talked about this lots of times before on our shows. Again, I would encourage everybody to look into some sort of air purifier for your home. There are also natural air purifiers like houseplants, spider plants in particular are a good one. Those little activated charcoal bags, anything that you can get or use to purify the air. If you can't afford an actual machine, even though there are tabletop models that are relatively cheap, $30-$35 even, I've seen them for, invest in whatever you can to protect your body and your children, grandchildren, and your animals. Make sure that you either make or invest in a good quality all-natural insect repellent. Keep those bug zappers going. If you're outside, protect yourself. Wear long sleeves. That's another thing I'm hearing a lot of reports about is the mosquitoes and the bugs. They can potentially carry very deadly diseases. In my town last year, we had 3 people die last summer right in the town of mosquito bites. And everywhere I've gone and everybody I've talked to has complained about the uptick in the bugs this year. If you're lucky enough to have a screened-in porch, then I would suggest you use an air purifier even on your porch. You're breathing in the air from outside. We've talked about this lots of times before on the shows. If you go outside, I use an all-natural type Vicks VapoRub. It's from the Amish. I put that on my nose and cover my ears and my eyes and keep my mouth shut, essentially. I don't mouth breathe outside. Try and protect your body from foreign elements to be coming in through any of your orifices, your ears, your eyes, your nose, etc. Lastly, we've talked about this before on my previous shows. Go back and listen to the archives. You can find me all over the place. I'm on YouTube, I'm on Rumble, and lots of different platforms I'll tell you about later, but set the intent over your property. picture a glowing shield, a bubble, something over yourself, your house, your property, your entire property that is shielding you from any harmful elements coming out of the sky onto yourselves, your animals, your property, leaching into your ground, which is where your vegetable gardens are, right? And your herb gardens and the things that you're going to need later to keep yourselves healthy. Put up greenhouses when you can and where you can shelter your plants. But aside that, set the intent. Put the protective bubble globe over yourselves, your house, your property, and make sure that you pray and meditate on your area being free and clear from anything that can hurt you. In other words, nothing negative that's not for your highest good can come in. And that's going to be in the form of chemtrails. That's going to be in the form of toxic rain and bugs and military invasion, whatever. Make it all encompassing. Nothing can come in. That's not for my highest good. That's not for my betterment. That's not for my well-being. No toxins, no poisons, no anything. Doesn't have to be elaborate. Just set the intent and see it being set and see it happening. And that's all you need to do. You don't need to spend a lot of time on it. Alrighty, so jumping into our clippies for this week. I remember years ago talking on my show about Muslims and how their goal was to infiltrate from within, overtake our cities and then our countries. I had been shown some of this in vision years ago. And if you do your research, they admit their hate for us openly. It's in their belief structure. Back then, at the time, there were people that accused me of being prejudicial. With the million plus listeners I have at that time, it was a small amount of people and they were mostly trolls, but it was an accusation that was put forth. Look at where we are now, though, huh? Let's listen in to what this Muslim in Canada has to say for himself. They are openly admitting it now. They just don't care because they know they have the numbers behind them.
One day we can have a Muslim majority nation here in Canada, right in your face.
If we have Canadian law here and you say that you want Sharia law to displace Canadian law, that doesn't sound very respectful.
In majority, you wouldn't have any other option. Go to your queen and tell her to change the law.
The law to what, sir? To Sharia law?
No, change the laws to not allow any more Muslims to come to Canada. We owe our allegiance and our loyalty first and foremost to our religion, not to the queen, to be honest. When I went for my so-called oath, I was silent, I didn't say anything. It was your responsibility to make sure you got it out of me. So when I didn't say anything,
Sounds to me like we need to get some new conspiracy theories, because all the old ones turned out to be true.
Facts matter, Senator.
Yeah. I mean, conspiracy theorists are up something like 37 and nothing.
That first clip was from Raging West. This one is from Raging America, where Muslims in Dearborn, Michigan, tell you essentially the same thing.
And in the form that it must come is that this empire, the American empire, that's been hurting our people since the beginning, the imperial Western powers that have been hurting our people since the beginning, they must fall. And inshallah, they will fall. And my message to the people of Gaza and the oppressed peoples across the world is that there are people here, both young and old, who are going to be willing to fight and are willing to put their lives and everything they can on the line to bring these empires down, because they must come down.
Silence! I kill you!
Welcome to the party, pal!
Next up, we have a woman from Palestine asking for Palestine to be freed from Islam and Hamas and the cult religion of the devil. This is by Raging West. As the woman is trying to speak, there is a Muslim woman who's holding up a flag and trying to interrupt her live stream.
That whosoever believes in him will not perish. Excuse me, my dear. Hold on a minute, I'm making a video. So, free Palestine from Islam and from Hamas. Free Palestine from Islam and from Hamas. The Islam is the cult religion of Shaitan, the devil. And free Palestine from Islam and Hamas. And everything will be fine. Don't touch me. So, free Palestine from Islam and Hamas. Islam is the cult religion of Shaitan, the devil. And these people are lost in the cult religion of Shaitan, the devil. So So this woman is coming to ask for freedom for Palestine. I ask freedom for Palestine from Islam and Hamas. God bless you.
Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
Raging West is becoming one of my favorite go-to sites because they have such awesome content. This next clip is from them also, where an interviewer is asking a woman, a Muslim woman, why don't men have to wear burqas?
I cover my face out of my own choice. I choose to cover it, and partly because I'm a Muslim, and being Muslim, our Creator in the Quran does say to cover yourselves in a modest way. And I feel, I believe, covering your face is part of dressing modestly to avoid attraction when you go out.
So the danger is I might be attracted to you.
Absolutely, absolutely. The reason I wear... There are so many scholars who do feel that the hands and the face do not need to be covered, but there are also scholars who say that, yes, that it should be covered. And I feel it should be covered because the most attractive part of anybody is the face.
So is there a danger that the males in the audience are attracted to every female in this studio's face who's here? Are they putting themselves in some kind of...
Not necessarily every female face, but, yeah, it could stir some sort of...
Passions.
Yes.
Why would it not stir passions in a woman to see a man's face?
Well, it's about the burqa, isn't it? And about the woman wearing a veil.
Yeah.
And it's about why women are wearing a veil.
Yes, but I'm interested if it's about equality and you feel a sense of liberation, don't you? Why should not men not be required to cover their faces too?
It's a good point, but I wouldn't question that. If this is how I understand that the scholars have said, then I would do it.
And it's God's will.
It's God's will. And if you, out of your free will, choose to be a Muslim, then that's part and parcel of it.
And you're closer to the Prophet, you feel?
Absolutely. You emulate the Prophet's life.
Yeah.
How are we supposed to know? We're not supposed to move, right? Why?
We're just sitting here, like we're supposed to.
This next clip from Dijon 76 is a woman interviewing a Muslim, asking him if it is legal for his people to kill women for showing their hair. This is some sort of official, but there wasn't any credits given, so unfortunately I don't have their names, but here's the clip.
So, is it legal in Iran to kill a woman for showing her hair? Yes or no? Your regime is committing crimes against humanity. It is no woman's culture to be told what to wear or be killed if she doesn't cover her hair. Can your police, morality police, kill women legally for showing their hair?
Okay, after that you will continue?
Yes, I will continue. You don't run this meeting. We have a chair. Answer the question.
What?
Will those murderers?
No.
Will those murderers be put in prison? Yes,
no.
Or no question. Will the people who killed Mahsa Amini come?
No.
The next clip is of a Muslim woman who doesn't have a problem with other women marrying her husband.
There are more women on earth than there is men. And if every single man just married one woman, there would be millions of women that are single. Like, why would you want that for your sisters that you love? Honestly, I love my friends, and if they wanted to marry my husband, I would definitely encourage it.
The show goes on!
You are listening to the Positude Podcast with Maggie Hart. Stay tuned.
That clip was from Alandi. In the next clip from The Real Brit Hughes, liberals are beseeching Iran to bomb the states that voted for Trump.
Dear Iran, this is my official application of states that you should wipe out because we did not vote for that orange Cheeto man over here in Los Angeles. Alabama.
Out of here.
Florida.
Out of here.
Arkansas.
Boom.
Oklahoma.
Get them gone.
Ohio.
No.
Kansas.
Gone.
Kentucky.
No.
Arkansas.
Red.
Tennessee.
Fire.
Texas.
Double it.
I hope you consider this application and really take it into consideration.
Well, so asking terrorists to blow up your fellow countrymen because you don't like their political beliefs and then laughing at the idea of millions of Americans getting murdered. And you guys say conservatives are the radicals inciting political violence.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Next, Wesley Austin 2 shares a clip of a woman on an Oregon mental health advisory board who identifies as a turtle.
A person who identifies as a turtle advises the state of Oregon on the best practices for mental health.
Hello, everybody. It's JD with Turtle, and pronouns. Pronouns are turtle and they, them.
Hello, everybody. It's JD. I use they, them, or turtle for pronouns.
Hello, everybody. It's JD, they, them, and turtle for pronouns in the Springfield, Eugene area.
Do you remember when mental health experts used to diagnose delusions instead of putting them on advisory boards? Those were good times. Imagine walking into a therapy session and the person across from you says, "I understand what you're going through. I'm a turtle." At that point, the only mental health advice you need is run. Nothing says stable decision-making like taking life advice from someone who thinks they belong in a terrarium.
Cowabunga! Cowabunga! Cowabunga!
And the White Rose Life brings us a clip about a service dog who refuses to support the trans agenda.
We were in a big airport. A guy and a gal walk up to me, and the young gal goes, "Can I pet your dog?" I said, "Well, first, thank you for asking, because it says do not pet." And I said, "Sure, go ahead." So the girl's petting her, and the guy standing next to her. When she was done, he went to pet her. And I went, "Oh, I wouldn't do that." He goes, "Why not?" I said, "Well, she's not really trained to allow men to pet her." And sure as I'm sitting here, he, in a very loud voice with a lot of people watching, goes, "Why are you judging my gender?" And I was like, "Because you're a guy." And he goes, "You have no right to judge my gender." And everybody's watching now, and, you know, I'm the older white man who's a threat to America, and I can feel the eyes, so I just go, "Well, okay, man, hey, okay, better if you want, she'll decide what gender you are."
No way.
The Woke Mind Virus shares a clip where a guy applies to be an ICE agent so that he can give information to the Mexicans.
What's up, guys? I just applied to be an ICE agent, and my plan is that any information I get on ICE raids, I'm going to report back to the Mexican community and, you know, just try to help you guys out. Also, every time a Mexican gets deported, I'm sneaking two Mexicans back into the United States. I'm just here to help. That's my plan. I will update you guys along the way. Thank you.
Libs of TikTok official shares a clip where a woman is on the app Waze, and she's telling Democrats to help illegals evade ICE, but she's also making driving more difficult for people that are using the app.
If you discover that snow is melting where you are, and you want to let other people know, I've attached how you do it on Waze.
Young people speak in their minds. I'm getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
This is an excellent way to let people know doing your civic duty.
So what she's doing is she's going on the app and she's changing roads conditions to icy conditions where there are ICE officers in the area. So people who are legit using the app for road conditions are thinking that there are icy roads where there are not. This next woman, Redacted Radical, please report this, Redacted Radical, is encouraging people to kill ICE agents.
You can just kill ICE agents, you know that? You can just kill them. You don't have to hold your phone in their face and ask people when their birthday is and ask people what their name is and then try to find wherever they end up in Los Angeles. You can kill them. This isn't about social media clout anymore. This isn't about video. This isn't about the phone. This is about get a gun and start killing ICE agents. They are deputized corrections officers. Kill them.
Why is this okay? We have the people before that were telling Iran to bomb the states that voted for Trump. One was obviously a gay male. Does he not know what would happen to him if he were to go to Iran? He would be thrown off of a building or burned alive or just killed. And the woman next to him, she would have no rights to speak her mind over there. She would have no rights at all. Then we have this person who's encouraging other citizens to kill ICE agents. How is this allowed to happen in our country? Why are they still up on social media? Why are they not being arrested? And I'll say it again, if they think that this country is so horrible, let them go to Iran and live there and see how long they survive. Let the woman who wants to kill the ICE agents go live in Mexico after she served her prison term. People like myself were put on terrorist watch lists for stocking up on groceries. Are you kidding me? Not only are they blatantly inciting violence and encouraging people to commit criminal acts, but they're also acts of treason against our country. These people should be behind bars. And then when they serve their terms, send them to whatever country they choose to support and make them stay there. These ICE agents have families. They're doing a job to serve our country, to get rid of the filth that doesn't belong here. The criminals, the element that is internally combusting and breaking apart our country. Look at what's happening in New York City. Look at what's happening in any major city across the United States that is a sanctuary city. They're getting ready to elect a mayor in New York City that is a socialist and against everything that America stands for. I say, everybody should vote for Curtis Sliwa. Get yourself a beret. Jump on the bandwagon. I can remember watching videos of this guy back like in the 80s on the subways in the city. I've actually seen some of those guys in person wandering around the city. And you know what? It was vigilante justice, but they were serving the community. They were protecting citizens. I'm watching what's going on in New York City and I'm thinking to myself, I'm never going to be able to, at this rate, take my grandchildren to the Bronx Zoo or MoMA or the Museum of Natural History or Central Park to ice skate or to see the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade or the Christmas displays, go to Chinatown, Little Italy, places that I took my child and my sister, who had never previously been to New York City and decided to settle there when she went to college because of the influence that I created for her when I took her to the city as a child and showed her the wonder and the magic that can be New York, the excitement. From the horse-drawn carriages to the rats on the subway, it's just not the same anymore. There were some shady people in some shady areas, but I knew what to stay away from and how to protect my family. And now you can't go anywhere and be safe, it seems. The neighborhoods have all changed. There's garbage and litter and feces everywhere and a really dangerous element all around wherever you go. And the ethnic neighborhoods that I grew up with are becoming non-existent because they're being overrun by illegal immigrants and a lot of Muslims. Even in fairly major city where I have my house in New York, 45 minutes, there was a really decent Italian neighborhood where legitimate Italian immigrants who came here legally settled and had their own community where there was just awesome bakeries and Italian shops where you could get the real cold cuts and the Italian china and espresso pots and things like that. That area is so crime-ridden right now, it's not safe to go through anymore. I mean, it wasn't that safe 20 years ago, I'll grant you. It was on the north side, but there was crime, but I went, not gonna live my life in fear. But now these cities are unrecognizable. They're taken over by illegal immigrants. And you can't even go back to the old country and get a decent salami sandwich, it seems like, because I'm watching videos of Rome, and there are lots of videos circulating in Rome where previously beautiful parts of the city are now totally overrun and overtaken by Muslims to the point that they are virtually unrecognizable. It looks like you're in some sort of Middle Eastern city or public square, and filth and crime everywhere. And the locals are saying that there are people in the streets with machetes and it's unsafe to travel the areas that they grew up in, depending on what area of the city they reside in now. Let's listen to this clip of Katie Hopkins in the UK warning New Yorkers of what's to come based on what's happening in her city.
Breaking news here at the bonkers Brit. I'm in the dodgy bit of London, where Trumpy Trump Trump has come out swinging like a silverback gorilla, saying that Iran and Israel don't know what they're doing, and has started using caps locks in his tweets, which means we know it's serious. In terms of people who don't know what they're doing, all eyes on the people of New York City, who are about to elect a hard-left Muslim mayor. Have they not seen London? Have they not seen what Sadiq Khan has done to this city? Just look around you to see. Maybe it'll give you a taster of what you're about to get. In other news, Palestine Action is now a proscribed terrorist organization. Predictably, leftist MPs and various other woke-tards came out and said, ow, we're all Palestine Action, with their black and white tea towels all over themselves. I mean, if you're all Palestine Action, darlings, then you're all terrorists, and ideally we'd deport the lot of you. And finally, my darlings, we're told that there will be slavery debates in Parliament. So people who've never owned a slave will pay money to people who've never been a slave, which makes about as much sense as giving away an island territory and paying for the privilege. That's it, my darlings, here in Bonkers Britain.
I played a clip last week of Great Britain that had lists of all of the cities that had Muslim mayors. It was incredulous. It was almost all of them, I guess. So that's where we're headed if we continue down this path. New York City cannot fall. It's already fallen to a degree, but we need to do something about this. People need to stand together and make sure that these guys don't get elected. We may never be able to restore the city to its former glory, but we can at least stop it from degrading any farther. And that goes for all of the cities across the United States. We need to do something, and quickly. We have to get these bad guys out of here, these illegals. And the government officials that are in place that are supporting hurting the ICE movement and supporting illegal aliens need to go too. Vice Mayor of Cudahy, Cynthia Gonzalez, asked gang members to go after ICE. This is from Fox 11, Fox LA. Let's check this out.
Whoever's the leadership over there, just get your members in order.
An explosive TikTok video, now the center of a possible FBI investigation in LA County.
Don't be trying to claim no black, no nothing if you're not showing up right now.
For about 90 seconds, City of Cudahy Vice Mayor Cynthia Gonzalez calls on gang members to defend their territory from ICE.
You guys are all about territory, and this is 18th Street, and this is Torrance, and you guys tag everything up, claiming hood. And now that your hood's being invaded by the biggest gang there is, there ain't a peep out of you.
The controversial video was shared last week and has since been deleted, along with these Facebook posts obtained by Fox before they were also taken down. The vice mayor writing, "I need a lawyer. The FBI just came to my house," saying it was about a TikTok video that I made that went viral, literally a TikTok. Adding she believes this is a First Amendment rights issue.
Next up, Students for Trump shares a clip with Zohran Mamdani. This is the New York candidate for mayor, verbally harassing Tom Homan. And then after that, there's a clip from the Daily Mail. Did you guys know this man wanted to be a rapper? That was his ambition before politics. He was going to be called, or his name was, Young Cardamom. That sounds kind of strangely like Zelensky with all of his antics and showbiz and comedy and all of that before, doesn't it? These creeps are handpicked by the bad guys to play these roles. Trust me when I tell you. Yeah, he's got about as much talent as Zelensky did playing the piano with his private parts, right? Oh, wait, you didn't know about that? Then you haven't listened to the archives. I'm on Rumble, I'm on Spotify, I'm on Amazon Music, iHeart Podcasts, YouTube, Podbean, I think Mixler, and a bunch more that I can never remember, but there's never a reason for you not to be able to find me cannolis on the Positude Podcast. Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ERRT Radio. Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock on the Vera Radio Network. That's my new shows, and reruns are played throughout the week in that same time slot. And on 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the Trim Radio Network. I hadn't been active on Facebook in several years, but I have a wonderful woman who's helping me with my social media stuff, and she's reactivated the Positude Podcast page on Facebook, so please go ahead and click and like that page so that you can be up on announcements for my shows and where to listen and all kinds of cool things like that. Speaking of announcements, an AI version of the Florida governor has a personalized message for anybody from New York State who's thinking of moving to Florida.
I want to issue a friendly warning to New Yorkers considering moving to Florida in light of recent events. First, we are digging a moat along Florida's border and putting alligators in it to separate ourselves from the others. Second, we're implementing a 1% entry tax where your money will be put towards Florida's infrastructure. Third, if you're tired of the protesters in New York, you can plow right through them here. Next, and I know this is a culture shock, but we don't have porn in our elementary school libraries. And finally, we have no state income tax. But since you're generous liberals, feel free to donate whatever you like to Florida. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
That little gem was courtesy of the Rubin Report. I haven't done a musical break in a long time. I'm going to take one this evening and allow you the pleasure of listening to my good buddy Pat Carr and his song Know the Blues, which happens to be my intro and exit music for this show. Let's show all the Zomron Mondani supporters what real music is supposed to sound like.
Thank you.
The entry music, sometimes my halftime music, and the ending music are all provided by my good buddy Pat Carr, a wonderful original musician from Louisiana, now residing in Colorado. You can check him out at http://www.itunes.com/Pat Carr. Pat's at AllMusic, Apple Music, YouTube, SoundClick, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes. He is all over the place. Please check him out, support his music, and tell him Maggie sent you. Next up from the right-winged angel and Fox News, Trump announces that we are terminating all trade discussions with Canada effective immediately because they are putting a digital service tax on us.
Well, I feel like I'm back in my top 40 radio days because the hits just keep on coming. President Trump now announcing the United States is terminating all trade discussions with Canada effective immediately. He wrote on Truth Social, quote, "We have just been informed that Canada, a very difficult country to trade with, has just announced that they are putting a digital services tax on our American technology companies, which is a direct and blatant attack on our country. Based on this egregious tax, we are hereby terminating all discussions on trade with Canada effective immediately. We will let Canada know the tariff that they will be paying to do business with the United States of America within the next 7-day period. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Donald Trump, President of the United States, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C.
Next up, J.D. Vance tells a humorous story about Trump and the red button.
And the president looks over at me, puts the foreign leader on mute and says, "This is not going very well," and he presses the red button. My eyes get really big, and I'm like, "Mr. President, you know, what just happened?" And he looks at me and he goes, "Nuclear." Nuclear. And 2 minutes later, a guy walks in with a Diet Coke, and he looks back at me and he says, "It wasn't nuclear, it's just the Diet Coke button."
And the Golden Age of America brings us this video where the NATO chief praises Trump.
"For too long, one ally, the United States, carried too much of the burden of that commitment. And that changes today. President Trump, dear Donald, you made this change possible. Your leadership on this has already produced $1 trillion in extra spending from European allies since 2016. And the decisions today will produce trillions more for our common defense to make us stronger and fairer by equalizing spending between America and America's allies."
Marjorie Taylor Greene gives it to a British reporter.
Yep. Anybody else?
Should the defense secretary...
What country are you... Wait, what country are you from?
From the UK.
Okay, we don't give a crap about your opinion and your reporting. Why don't you go back to your country where you have a major migrant problem? You should care about your own borders.
Do you care about American lives?
Let me tell you something. Do you care about people from your country? What about all the women that are raped by migrants?
Do you care
about... Okay, you're done.
Do you care about American lives being put at risk?
You know what? I don't care.
About service members fighting for your country?
I don't care about your fake news. Do you have a relevant question? Yeah, this is an American journalist. Thank you.
That clip was from David J. Harris, and in the next one, Pete Hegseth destroys a woke reporter courtesy of Amjad Y.
Acknowledge the female pilots that also participated in this mission. The early messages that you sent out only congratulated the boys.
So when I say something like our boys and bombers, see, this is the kind of thing the press does, right? Of course, the chairman mentioned a female bomber pilot. That's fantastic. She's fantastic. She's a hero. I want more female bomber pilots. I hope the men and women of our country sign up to do such brave and audacious things. But when you spin it as, because I say our boys and bombers as a common phrase, I'll keep saying things like that, whether they're men or women, very proud of that female pilot, just like I'm very proud of those male pilots. And I don't care if it's a male or a female in that cockpit, and the American people don't care. But it's the obsession with race and gender in this department that's changed priorities. We don't do that anymore. We don't play your little games. Yes, right there.
What do you want?
A chocolate.
You want what?
A chocolate.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah.
My pappy used to say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is broke, get a hold of Maggie Hart at maggie_HEART at outlook.com to get it fixed.
If you're into the trust the plan philosophy, ATT Piglet has a clip for you.
Patriots, the storm is not coming, it's already here. All around the world, events are unfolding at lightning speed. We've been told to trust the plan, and now that plan is coming into view. The emergency broadcast system, worldwide martial law, possible cyber attacks, and even blackouts, it's not theory anymore. It's reality knocking on our door. Let's break this down. It began on Saturday, the 14th of June, 2025, during the historic 250th Army military celebration. The flag flown over the Capitol that day was handed to President Trump with the words, "Mission completed. We've arrested them all in the Capitol. We've captured their flag. Now, let that sink in." What mission? What flag? Who was arrested? All signs point to a decisive operation to dismantle the remnants of the deep state, those who operated within the walls of the U.S. corporation. But the mission didn't stop there. Across the nation, the unrest in cities like Los Angeles is no accident. U.S. Attorney Bill Assayle described these riots as highly orchestrated and coordinated, with networks funding and supporting the chaos. And while the media spins its stories, federal forces are working to trace the money and expose the organizers. Meanwhile, we face threats on another front. Reports confirm that an Al-Qaeda leader has ordered operations targeting President Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, and Elon Musk. Embedded cells have been instructed to carry out these horrific plans, but the Patriots are ready. U.S. Northern Command has mobilized the 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines, alongside other federal forces, to protect our homeland and stop these threats before they can take hold. On the global stage, the truth continues to surface. Russian forces have exposed illegal bioweapon labs in Ukraine, rescuing thousands of children from unimaginable conditions. And yet, the world watches as Ukraine escalates tensions, forcing President Putin to prepare a defensive nuclear response. Ask yourself, who is really the aggressor here? Let's shift to the financial battlefield. The deep state's fiat currency system crumbled on the 13th of June, 2025. President Trump's gold directive, signed months earlier, initiated military operations, seizing hidden assets across 42 countries. Over 12,000 bank branches have shuttered in the last 30 days. Accounts frozen, assets blocked, and the quantum financial system is now under full military protection. Base Force stands guard, preventing any sabotage of this monumental shift. But don't think the deep state will go quietly. Their playbook for July reportedly includes false flag operations, EMP blackouts, synthetic virus attacks, and even staged footage of a Trump arrest. Their goal? Confusion, fear, and distraction as patriots move forward with the reset. And what about the IRS? The truth about the 16th Amendment is outleaked documents reveal it was never properly ratified. That's right, the income tax was never legal. Over $330 trillion stolen from hardworking Americans. And President Trump had already taken action. 45,000 IRS agents terminated. The IRS frozen for 90 days as investigations unfold. Medical advancements are also coming to light. Reports of the 9010 med bed and virtual cube technology point to a future where quantum healing becomes reality, not just theory. The silent war isn't only about justice, it's about restoring health and prosperity to the people. Internationally, tensions are at a boiling point. On Friday, the 13th of June, Israeli forces eliminated key figures of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Air Force. And while Hezbollah initially promised restraint, that promise dissolved when Iran launched strikes targeting civilians in Israel on the 15th of June. The phrase we've heard so many times, "Israel will be last," now seems more relevant than ever. Patriots, we stand on the edge of historic change, mass arrests, financial reset, the takedown of corrupt systems that have ruled for far too long. The disclosures are coming, and while the deep state scrambles, planting seeds of division and fear, their power slips away day by day.
So that's one perspective. Use your discernment and figure out what it is that you believe. But we've been hearing trust the plan. and all of these actions for a very long time. We have citizens that can't even wrap their heads around the recent events of the bombing. So how could we expect them to understand potential scenarios involving our government? Let's listen in on this next clip from Britt Hughes.
I just want to know how I'm supposed to do my job when we bombed Iran and we're just supposed to like go around about. We're just supposed to get these boxes out without being worried. I just need somebody to explain to me how I'm supposed to not crash out.
Well, for starters, you can realize you're not nearly as special as you think you are. Put down your phone and start stocking shelves, but I guess we probably shouldn't ask for miracles. You can also be grateful that you're a woman living in America where you're allowed to have a job instead of Iran where you're, you know, not. You can be grateful that nobody's tried to throw you off a roof today for your spangly little pride flag. And you can also be grateful that we are still defended by the most powerful military in the entire world, most of whom, thank God, look and sound nothing like you.
And we have people in our country that can't tell the difference between a missile and something that most people have on their homes. Here's Justin Danger Nunley, who's just as frustrated as I am.
Are these the missiles for Iran? What are these?
Those are propane tanks. Y'all make it really hard sometimes to follow community guidelines because y'all be saying some stupid... I'm just saying... Listen, did you know that it's been over 40 years since somebody was born in Antarctica? What do you do?
Let's compare their mentality to this 16-year-old boy from Dublin.
I'm here at the protest in Dublin. And as you can see, there is an absolute massive turnout. I'm 16 years old. I'm showing my support because I don't have a future in my own country. I don't have any type of future. I'm not going to be able to get a house. I'm not going to be able to live here. I'm never going to leave my country. I don't care if I'm on the streets. I don't care if I'm sitting outside a shop begging. I will never leave Ireland. And I will fight for Ireland as my ancestors did till my dying breath. Éire go bhraith.
I bet that boy's parents are really proud of him. And that's going to take me right into at least one video of Gen X time. Gen X Jono has the story of a woman who is highly incensed that she has to have a second job interview.
Why the f*** does a job that pays $16.50 need to have a second round of interview?
So much to say, so little time. Number one, $16.50? I remember having three interviews for stock boy job when I was 14. I was only getting paid $3.35 an hour. But I get it. Inflation.
This is a receptionist job!
Receptionist job. As in first point of contact. First impression for a company. Which would be you. Okay.
I'm 21 years old. I got 5!
That's right. That's okay. Use your fingers.
5 prior work experiences! Just hire me!
So here's the thing. As a generation that's a little older, has a little more experience, and through experience, maybe, just maybe, a little more wisdom, has sat on both sides of the desk as both interviewee and interviewer. Here's just a couple things I've learned. Number one, the person that comes to the interview doesn't always come to the job. The person you hire isn't always the one that shows up to work. So yeah, more than one interview, not necessarily a bad idea. In fact, probably a pretty good idea. And then finally, sometimes it takes people some time to show their true colors. I mean, you can only hide things for so long. Hence, multiple interviews. But all that being said, your video's public, right? So if this isn't parody, and believe me, I'm praying that it is... The likelihood of them seeing it, thereby negating the need for a second interview? Highly likely.
Okay, we'll play another Gen X clip later, but this one story I wanted to share with you is from a gentleman in Cranberry, New Jersey, whose government is going to take half his family farm away from him.
And now they're saying, well, actually, we'll just take half of it and leave you the house. That would leave us with a non-viable farm for... at least 40 cows and many sheep.
How does this make you feel?
Well, it makes me feel terrible. It was a shock. We were surrounded by warehouses. We've been turning down developers for years, and you know, we just wanted to be left alone and take care of our place like my ancestors did before us.
So that was from Fox News. The host is a real rocket scientist, isn't she? How does that make you feel? How would it make you feel if somebody was trying to come and take half your property, half of what you own? Initially, from the clip, I'm getting the impression that it was supposed to have been considerably more than half, but now they're going to leave him, you know, his home, the actual building. But why is this still allowed to be going on under the Trump country, the just country, the country that's for the people? How is this allowed to happen? These are the things that incense me beyond belief, because we hear a lot of lip service about all these things that are supposedly changing, but here's another prime example. And oh, by the way, it was shared by America on One, which is also the source that I brought to you several weeks ago. All those clips about the farmers and the ranchers where the government was pretty much bullying them and threatened lawsuits that were based on nothing and all of that. And it wasn't until it actually hit like the White House level that they had some sort of resolution. These are the types of issues that we need to be addressing with our elected officials, and we need to be bringing to their attention and pushing them down their throats. These are unacceptable situations. If the guy doesn't want to sell his house and his property for a shopping mall, then that's the way it should be. It's his property. This is generational land this man has farmed. His family has probably given birth and died on. It's not something that should be able to be taken away from us. And I want to bring your attention. I was doing an interview last night, and we spoke about it briefly. In that big, beautiful bill, there are a lot of acres, like thousands, I want to say, that are in that big, beautiful bill the government plans to appropriate. Listen to the Sean Ryan interview. He did a clip about it. But yeah, it's hidden in that big, beautiful bill. We have people like Bill Gates absconding with our country. We have China taking our property. We have illegal grabs going on all over the place. And now the government wants to take more of our land away. This should not be a thing. These are little indications, you know, these isolated somewhat scenarios that you hear of, such as this gentleman. If we add them up across the country, I bet they're happening a lot more than what we realize. And these are things that we need to stand against. And these are things that supposedly the guy in charge was going to protect us from. So we need to stand firm on this. I want to tell you that in my local cities, I am still seeing a lot of evidence of prepping for those smart cities. I believe that's a lot of the reason things like this are happening, because they're still planning and going forward with the execution of these types of developments. And people aren't paying enough attention and are naive enough to think, well, they're just widening the sidewalks for wheelchair use or building more skyscraper apartment buildings because of the need for housing. Pay attention to what's going on. Look at the plans. Again, I tell you all, watch the movie Ready Player One. They always tell you what they're doing in the music and the movies. That is a kid's movie. It's a sci-fi movie, but it's exactly where they would like for us to be. I, for one, will not accept this. I will not direct my energy toward this. I do not submit to this. I do not acquiesce to this. My energy is going to be put toward people like this poor man, praying for him and sending energy that they get their property and get to keep it, and that these types of scenarios are eradicated, that the people stand up and say no more, and that we have a planet where everybody can cohabit peacefully together on their pieces of land that they own without threat of government intervention and anyone robbing them from what they've worked for and rightfully own. I'm focusing on all of this nonsense going away and staying positive and directing my energy to what I want to see happen. More people need to stand up and wake up as a collective for us to shift the consciousness as a whole. If not, Ready Player One will become your new Bible as you live that reality that they would like to have for you out. Not me. I'm not going there. This is why also the Second Amendment is so important during these times. Don't get comfortable with the current administration. Make sure that you use prayer and discernment every step of the way. We need to make these people live up to the standards and the promises that they said when they campaigned. They need to come through and keep their word to us. Accountability is everything. Now it's Gen X time.
Hey, this is a genuine question to, like, older people.
Hi. I guess that's us now. How can we help?
What did you do before you could look something up?
Before we could look things up? How old does she think we are? I mean, we've always had books.
If you saw someone and you were like, oh, they remind me of that actor. What was that? What's his name?
Oh, that kind of look things up. Well, we asked whoever was in the room. Our friends, our parents. Sometimes we call the operator.
And none of your friends knew? Would you go to a library?
Yeah, no, that's not what the library was for. The library wasn't some magic walk in the door, ask a question, get an answer kind of place. It was where the books lived. It was where the card catalog was. It was where the encyclopedias and the librarian that kept on you shh was. It was also where I took out my earliest Eddie Murphy and Steve Martin comedy albums, but that's a story for another day.
Like, okay, without Google Maps. Like, I know that there was MapQuest.
MapQuest? Dude, we're older than MapQuest. But the answer to your question is, we got lost. A lot. Or, learn to read a map. Or, both.
Genuinely, what would you do? Would you just accept not knowing?
Yeah. Not knowing is something we were very comfortable with. We often wandered the world with the unknown at our fingertips. Because if life didn't fill in the blanks eventually, if somehow, some way, that information didn't make its way to us through acquaintances or experience or both, then it just was what it was. Wasn't worth knowing, wasn't worth wondering about, wasn't worth worrying about. We figured it out, we learned to live without knowing. It was a thing. Kind of miss it.
That was Gen X Jono, and the next one is from Do You Ever Wonder What a Gen X Thinks?
Ever wonder what a Gen X thinks? Welcome to Gen X Talks. And Dad?
Yeah, what can I do for you?
I need to know if there is a God.
If there's a God?
Yeah, like a real God. Like, is God real?
What brought this on?
Well, I was thinking about, like, all the religions in the world, and, you know, most of them are saying they're the only ones that they're right, and all the other ones are wrong, so I thought I'd just start with the first question, is there a God?
All right, I can see where you're going with this, I guess.
So is there a God or what?
Listen, I've been around the sun 57 laps, and I can only tell you two undeniable things about God. One, there is a God, and two, I'm not him.
Okay, but what if you're wrong?
You think I might be God?
No, Dad, I don't think you're God. I'm just saying, what if there isn't a God?
All right, listen, let me simplify it for you. Maybe this will help. Let's say you believe there is a God and you live your life like there is a God. You try, you strive, you obey. You get your fulfillment because you're doing the right thing. Then you die, it turns out there is no God. So what? No harm, no foul. You lived a great life and you had a good time. But if you live your life like there is no God, and you die and find out there is one, oops.
I don't know if I feel better or worse now.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay, folks, that's a wrap. Thanks all for listening. We'll see you all here next week. Good night, everybody.